Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We call these conversations wise conversations, and we'll get to that momentarily, but I want to remind everybody, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, moving to Gunpowder Lodge this week. We have great, great dates moving into November to have some crab cakes, as well as maybe some crabs and some lobster roll as well. We'll be there Friday from 2 until 5. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. I got my Window Nation shirt going on. You buy two, you get two free, and of course, our friends at Goodwill, where we're hoping you're doing some Halloween shopping. I love when I can mix and match sponsors here because it's Halloween. I'm talking about going to this Halloween party and doing the David Bowie, Aladdin Sane thing going on. I'm working on doing some budget shopping. But I tell you what, a lot of folks, they get a little salty when you start talking about pumpkin. You know, pumpkin's taking on like a four-letter word, pumpkin spice. It comes a little too early and all that. I'm in on it. This is a wise conversation about all things pumpkin and why pumpkin is cool, especially after my birthday, which was last week. 2 weeks a year, I'm all about pumpkin, and then it's pumpkin pie all during November. Christina Pelletier's here. She's usually talking about all things health and fitness, but that pumpkin can be good for you too, just in moderation like everything else, right? You're going to talk out of the pumpkin ice cream. Is that what you're going to do?
No, you can have it in moderation. I mean, it only comes, you know, a certain time of year, right?
So they take it away. They take it away. They really do. Pumpkin is misunderstood, is it not? And it's probably the most controversial spice we have in this country. And certainly, it's not even a spice. Pumpkin's like a season.
Yeah, it only comes, you know, this time of year when we only hear about it, and that's the big focus on it. And I would love to enjoy it year round, but I don't think it's offered year round. So we really have to kind of emphasize it this time of year. But it is packed with nutrition, both, you know, if you find pumpkin in a can and fresh pumpkin, there are specific pumpkins just for pumpkin pie. So you can make it from scratch if you want, but we also do have that canned option. It's filled with, you know, vitamin A, lots of fiber, vitamin C, all really good things for our health in both the flesh and the seeds. So don't kind of forget about the seeds either.
Hold on. I've been eating this my whole life feeling like I was doing something wrong. I mean, are you telling me that eating pumpkin pie is good for me?
Well, the pumpkin and pumpkin pie, there's probably a lot of sugar in there, but you got to enjoy it, right? So everything, again, in moderation.
Well, you know, it's a season of indulgence, so, you know, not moderation here. I've got the premium pumpkin ice cream here from Wise. I highly recommend this. And here's the key thing. When you say limited edition, right? They take it away, and it's like eggnog, which isn't nearly as good for you. And after touring the dairy plant at Wise up in Sunbury, they're like, eggnog. You know, it comes, it goes, you know, it sells. But pumpkin, you know, the notion that this is a healthy thing and pumpkin seeds and other ways that pumpkin comes to us, pumpkin pie is sort of the entryway to all of this. But you talk about the health of this, just in general, seeds, legumes, nuts, all of these things that as the dietitian, you're always trying to tell me to eat the good things and the healthy things. These are an important part of our diet.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if you carve your own pumpkin, don't throw away the seeds. So you can roast them with some spices later on. And in our Healthy Bites magazine that you can find in the stores and online, we do have 5 different kind of flavor combinations that you can play around with that. So we have, you know, like everything flavor, pumpkin seeds, you can make that combination. We have pizza pumpkin seeds or spiced pumpkin seeds. So all different kind of flavor options there.
You're giving me ideas here, you know, before you know it, my wife would be up on the website there finding out about pumpkin chicken chili. I saw this. They sent the notes over to me here. You know, I rarely read the notes, Christina, but pumpkin chicken chili. My wife loves to make, she makes like these garbanzo bean chili with turkey. Like it's like a turkey chickpea chili is what she makes. It's delicious.
Yeah, it sounds really good. And pumpkin, we typically think of it in kind of sweet options and sweet treats, but we can really put it in savory things too, like chili. And this pumpkin chicken chili is delicious. I made it the other day and I ate all of it.
It's not that far off from like being a squash, right?
No, it's not. It's actually in the squash family. So it's very similar. You can roast it the same way. You can eat it the same way. You can use it the same way as well. You make it in soups, but you don't find squash ice cream.
So this is the dirty little backstage secret about the show, little green room here, that I would tell my wife when I have Wise ice cream on the set to come and rescue it so that it doesn't melt. But you can see, you know, I've been moving on this. I am fulfilling everything you're telling me to do to have more pumpkin in my life. So I'm going to have more. I'm going to have a little pumpkin ice cream. I was going to use my Wise scooper, and my wife's being like a great server here because she wants to have it for later on. So I got to tell a little story, and this has nothing to do with health or diet. This is just me being me and talking about Wise Market. Can I promote Wise Markets and what I love about Wise Markets? Because, I mean, not only do I love having you on to do things healthy, but like, I got some rice pudding last week. And if you haven't had Ron's rice pudding in the deli, get it. But here's the other little thing. I go into the bakery all the time, and I can't lie and say I get everything. I look at everything, but I don't order everything, right? It's how I'm at playing weight right now, right? These apple turnovers that have been next to the pineapple upside down cake, sometimes they have it, sometimes they don't. I don't get the big one. I like the small ones. And I've been looking at it. And the ice cream I didn't bring was the cinnamon ice cream because it forced me into the ice cream aisle to buy the cinnamon ice cream. I get an apple turnover. There's the one little apple turnover. And here's the healthy part. I thought it was going to be like apple pie inside with cinnamon and stuff like that. It had like a real apple. It had like a cored apple in the middle of the turnover that was like a pie. It was like a mystery. It was just like a big apple snowball. I didn't know what was in it. And then I cut it open. It was like full on apple. So I want to give a shout out to say little cinnamon and apple pie, apple turnovers, good stuff at Wise Market. So have at it. My ice cream's melting.
That sounds delicious. A fun little surprise inside to get all that nutrition too.
Well, when I pulled up, they have pumpkins everywhere outside, right?
Oh yeah.
Buy one for your kid. I haven't carved a pumpkin in years. Give me a little carving pumpkin thing, because Wise Markets does that too, right? Like, yep. Not just all these things you're going to do with the seeds and the inside and cook it up like a squash, but this is fun for the family, not just the hay rides.
Yeah. So we have those big pumpkins outside, which you can carve. And we do have the carving kits with the outlines that you can do that as well. We also have pumpkin painting kits. So I have that here. You can.
Whoa. What's that?
You can paint this. So they give you the paint too. And then you just paint it. You know, it's a fun activity as well. If you don't want to carve it, if that's a little too messy, here's everything where you can just paint it. We also have the pumpkin pie kits, like I mentioned earlier, those pumpkins that are specifically for pumpkin pies. If you really want to make it from scratch and make it your own, we have that too. And just other fun decorating pumpkins. We have the tiger stripe ones that are white with kind of a orange stripe, and all sorts of decorating pumpkins.
Christina Pelletier is always here trying to keep me straight, healthy. And I always bring ice cream onto the set and bring my scooper onto the set. It's sort of like good cop, bad cop, like, you know, angel devil kind of thing here. She, among many at Wise Markets, trying to keep people fit and healthy and giving you great ideas and things that we can do with the very, very controversial pumpkin and pumpkin spice, which is also good in coffee. It's good in just about anything. And I'm not a guy that wants to hear about pumpkin spice in August, but I fully embrace it. You know, when I embrace it, the first time I get my sweater out, right? First day in September when it's like 50 something something, and you feel like pumpkin spice. There's something comforting about pumpkin. And now you give me this pumpkin soup thing. My wife likes making soups on the weekends. So pumpkin chili. Pumpkin chicken chili. You can find that at Wise Markets on the recipes. They do all sorts of great things up there. Also the Healthy Bites magazines. Anything else we got to say about this time of year? I mean, you've given me soup, we've done ice cream, we've done seeds, legumes, we've done kids. What are you dressing up as? You got a gig this year? You got a costume?
No, not this year. I haven't thought that far ahead. I know it's coming up quick. It's in a few weeks, but I'm still thinking about it.
You know, the best part of Halloween is going back to like all the costumes that I've had through my lifetime, because it is one of my favorite holidays. And even though I'm getting a little older, I still can get into the spirit of things. And I would never be the guy that would show up at your Halloween party without a costume. You know, that's
I used to dress up.
That wasn't right when people would do that. You're going to come to a Halloween party, you got to have a costume on. Other than I've dressed as me. So happy Halloween to everybody out there. Happy pumpkining. I hope I've given you great ideas. And now there's going to be a run on the pumpkin ice cream. And I got that pumpkin ice cream earlier than I wanted to eat it. I found it like in early to mid-September. It's been in the freezer a little while because I feel like when it says limited edition on it, you got to get it. Use it or lose it. I feel that way about eggnog when it comes out too. And you and I will have a go at eggnog sometime too. And we'll talk about low fat eggnog and healthy eggnog and all that stuff too. You know, this is a great time of the year too. I just want to say this to you because you're into diet and nutrition. So many outdoor things are happening now, right? Like I best your best advice to everybody is to go for a walk, right?
Yeah, and enjoy the leaves changing color. I know it's so beautiful this time of year. Enjoy that. Go for a walk, get outside, maybe have a meal, have some pumpkin chicken chili, and then go for, like a 10-minute walk. It helps digestion too. So definitely a great idea.
You're always keeping me straight. All right. Well, I appreciate you. Christina Pelletier from Wise Markets. She's one of their dietitians. But don't let that scare you. She's got good advice on great things to eat. And you can find all these things at wisemarkets.com and chase me around a little while and find me getting the peppermint stick ice cream. I'm an ice cream guy. I can't help it. I love ice cream. You know that. Even though I'm skinny, I love ice cream. Eat it every day.
It is great. And you have to enjoy the ones that are only around for a short amount of time. Just remembering, moderation but still enjoying it.
Cinnamon ice cream on the apple. It's delicious.
That sounds yummy.
See you next time. Always good to have Christina Pelletier on talking all things Halloween, pumpkin spice. Maybe pumpkin ale will be in another sub. That's a whole different topic. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, having our wise conversations right here at BaltimorePositive.com.